মানে সুপার অস্পিশিয়াস
ইনসেন্স।
গুরু মহারাজ ইন ইজ লাস্ট টাইম ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড হি ম্যানিফেস্ট হিজ ফার্স্ট টাইমস লাস্টলি অল ইজ গুরু মহারাজ টেলিং জাল লিখা জাল লিখা জাল লিখা লাস্টলি গুরু মহারাজ অনলি টেকিং দি টাইম প্রোজ নেম and Narottam Thakur said it in his song the nidaya kaina habe brijadhara krishna pade bhav nidaya charan dikhane only by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu we may got the radha krishna service service to eternal and close service to radha rani and krishna jamuna Nityananda Prabhu bought that today and yesterday was Baraha, there is appearance day of Baraha Dev. You know Baraha Dev and but may not be know this town and village called Kolodip. Kol means Baraha and Baraha Dev is in charge of Kolodip. His own place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it. My English is very poor, but the world is not perfect. In charge, not perfect world.
Predominating deity. Predominating deity.
Yes, is Barahade. That is his name, Kola. That is this island is Kolodip. And here, in our temple, Lakshmi Barahadev is present. And Lakshmi Barahadev came here very miraculously. Lakshmi Barahadev before was in a king's house. And after that, there are many disturbances created in that house. And the king gave to a big pandit, mane super big pandit, mane he had 8 degree in Sanskrit, master degree in Sanskrit. This Lakshmi Barahadev was in his house and there also creating very disturbance, mane so many happening there. Then that pandit, when Guru Maharaj went for Digvijay, you know?
Digvijay, what is this? Big pandit, conquering everybody, defeating everybody.
Yes, that is Digvijay. Guru Maharaj went for Digvijay, that place, that is called Mugdoria. And that time Guru Maharaj defeated all the pandit. Jagar Maharaj took Guru Maharaj. Jagar Maharaj cannot manage, cannot preach there. What is Jagar Maharaj pray to Guru Maharaj? Je, if you go there and do Digvijay, then we can preach there. Then Guru Maharaj gone that place. And that happened 7 days meeting and all the pandit defeated by Guru Maharaj. And there very affectionate with Guru Maharaj, not only defeated, but with affection. And they praising to Guru Maharaj so much. And the head of the pandit, super degree, who is holding, he offered Guru Maharaj. He said, this deity always creating everywhere some disturbance. It is sitting there, Prabhu, no, here is God. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, you send in my temple. In my temple is known Shalagram Shila. Then you can send the Lakhi Barahadev. Yeah, I think Lakhi Barahadev wants to go there. That is, he is creating disturbance everywhere. And that pandit gave
Lucky Bahadur and Jagar Bahadur Mark. But within 15 days, they are mainly started creating.
No one can stay more. Many things happening, many miracles happening. And bad. Then Jagar Maharaj is very fearful. And Jagar Maharaj wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj, "Ji, you please take your duty." Then Midnapur is very far.
South of India.
No. South in Bengal.
South in Bengal.
But far for me. I was that time not a good traveler. Then Guru Maharaj told to Jayar Maharaj, they sent the jiti in Calcutta, Goshai Maharaj's mark. And Goshai Maharaj will send here. And Jayar Maharaj sent the jiti to Goshai Maharaj's mark. And Goshai Maharaj think, "I have got one Saragram Sila. It is very good. I shall not give to Sridhar Maharaj." And we have much affection for Guru Maharaj. He will say, "Guru Maharaj, I want this." Guru Maharaj must will say, "Yes, yes, he can." This was the relation with Goswami Maharaj. Then he is thinking, "Oh, Salagram come. If he comes, then I shall kill him." But within 15 days, he has not. Many things are happening. Then Goswami Maharaj thinks, "Oh, this Salagram is not very auspicious for my mark." And Goswami Maharaj wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj, "The Maharaj, your salagram in my mouth, please take it as soon as possible." Then Guru Maharaj sent me to Calcutta, "Go and bring the salagram Sila." Then I went to Calcutta, and they told many things happened, many disturbance from the villagers, from the many things. Then I took the salagram and took here this mark. And Guru Maharaj said, "What happening everywhere? Why happening everywhere? You see, what is the name of salagram?" Then Guru Maharaj advised me, "You try to see the shastras." Then I have seen Haribhakti Vilas and Guru Puran, and there I have seen his symptoms, many symptoms of salagram sila. I have seen the chakra, etc., etc. Then I told Guru Maharaj that this symptom, Lakshmi Bahadur symptom. But before nobody told his name. Then Guru Maharaj said, "Yes, you are telling Lakshmi Bahadur. I think also Lakshmi Bahadur, and he is the Kolodvipa's master of Kolodvipa. That is, he wants to come here. But for double sure, he wrote a letter to that Pandit." Then I wrote a letter to that Pandit, and that Pandit answered that, "Yes, it is Lakshmi Bahadur." Then Guru Maharaj said, for this cause he is not staying anywhere. This is his own place. That is, he wants to come here. But his worshipping is very difficult."
Then you worship it here, and every day you offer the sweet rice, nicely make sweet rice for Lakshmi Bahadur, and specially for Lakshmi Bahadur you offer every day sweet rice. We are offering Mahaprabhu every day sweet rice, but Guru Maharaj said, "No, not like that. Specially make for Lakshmi Bahadur." And from that day we are worshipping the temple and by the Brahmachari. And from that day, everything growing very quick of this mark. Before, no building was here. No temple, no building. That time only Krishna Saran was staying in that building, downstairs, only three rooms. And nothing here. But after coming Lakshmi Bahadur, everything very quick growing here. Temple, Radha, Gandharva, Govinda, Sundara, everybody is very happily staying here. You started with Lakshmi Bahadur as Avirbhav here. And but Akadashi, Bhoimi Akadashi, that is today is festival for his remembrance, appearance, and also Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day to day. You know Nityananda Prabhu so much merciful. Our Mahaprabhu some causes to give the Krishna Prem, Krishna Nam. They are also Nityananda Prabhu taking everybody who is doing some offense, Mahaprabhu chastising him. But Nityananda Prabhu taking him. You know the Kalya Krishna Das's name in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kala Krishna Das. He went with Mahaprabhu to South India and tour and preaching. But he was in difficulty with some woman.
He can go anywhere. But I do not want to take responsibility. He is not a responsible person. But Nityananda Prabhu said,
yes, if you not want to keep him, I am taking him. No problem, I am sending to Navadvip now. And Nityananda Prabhu gave the news to Sochi Mata and others, devotees. Ye Mahaprabhu come back from South India. And Kala Krishna Das with Nityananda Prabhu, whole life he spent. And Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful. While Mahaprabhu is angry, they are also Nityananda Prabhu keeping the devotees in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Premamatta Nityananda Kripavatar Uttamadham Kichunakare Vichar. He is always intoxicated with the name of Srimad Mahaprabhu. And he is very, very merciful for the fallen soul. Ar Uttamadham Kichunakare Vichar. Who is good or who is bad, he is not looking at. Really, all over this world, chanting the Mahaprabhu's name, Krishna name, it is by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu happened. Otherwise, it was not possible. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, both are born in Brahmin family, and Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and he is maintaining the rules and regulations of sannyasins. But Nityananda Prabhu don't care. By the Mahaprabhu's name, he was always intoxicated, and he knows the Mahaprabhu. And he distributed Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu distributed the Krishna Prem, Radha Krishna Prem in this world. Anatpita charing chirat korunaya avatirna kalung samarpait unnata ujjalara sangsa bhakti sriyam unnata ujjalara as jahemor chittabas jahamor bhaktasana pran. Always Mahaprabhu wants to give Krishna Prem to the fallen soul who is not offensive to Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. But Nityananda Prabhu, he is very much merciful. Maybe he fallen soul or good soul or anything, that quality. Nityananda Prabhu not looking him. Nityananda Prabhu only looking his faith. And he is giving faith to him also, supplying the faith. That is very difficulty. Faith is our property. Gist, faith. But that faith also given by Nityananda Prabhu. If Nityananda Prabhu not appeared, nobody can understand Mahaprabhu. And it is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, where is Mahaprabhu's glorification and the whole life history with Mahaprabhu's preaching program. Everything is there. But everywhere they glorified Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, very intoxicated mood. With an intoxicated mood, Nityananda Prabhu always glorified Mahaprabhu. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu so much, then Mahaprabhu. We surprise sometimes, who is big, Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu? he is writing Mahaprabhu's Leela first time, but he is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu so much than Mahaprabhu. Also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he also doing like that. But what for? I first started the preaching program through Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu, when appeared in a form of preacher in Navadvip, that time he gave order to Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, je suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridas, sarvatra amar ajna kara prakash, proti ghare ghare giya kara ei bhikkha, bala Krishna bhaja Krishna kara Krishna shikha. ইহা বই আর না বলিবে না বলাইবা দিন অবসানে আসে আমারে কহিবা, তোমরা মাগিলে ভিক্ষা যেই না বলিব তবে আমি চক্র হস্তে সবারে কাটিব। দিস ওয়াজ মুড অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, হি অর্ডার টু নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অ্যান্ড হরিদাস ঠাকুর, হি চুজেন টু পার্সন, হরিদাস ঠাকুর, হি গেভ মেনি এক্সামিনেশন অফ বৈষ্ণবিজি বিফোর, মানে চাঁদকাজি the governor, maybe, of Navadvip, like governor that time, Muslim mane head, he chastised many times to Haridas Thakur, but can't control, and he also influenced by Haridas Thakur. And Nityananda Prabhu, he always intoxicated with Krishna Prema and Mahaprabhu's Prema Sampad, intoxicated, and he have no bhajyogan. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu nakedly coming to Shachimata's house, naked. He do not know he have clothes or not. And he come to Shachimata's house and he told, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, like that. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have no clothes. Why you are naked here? Oh, I do not know. I am naked. What? Like that. There is Vishnu Priya Devi also. And many devotees, Mahaprabhu talking with the devotees. Then that time Mahaprabhu said, the Javani Madhira Javani Nityananda Dhare Tathapi Brahmar Mandaka Hariyo Shavani. If you see Nityananda, he is mixing with very bad society, or he is taking intoxication, wine, bodhira means wine, he can do everything, but when Brahma will see him, he always fell down in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. This type of his position, Mahaprabhu told his all the devotees, and his kopin, you know kopin? His coping, Mahaprabhu, piece by pieces, distributed to every devotee. This type of Nityananda Mahima, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami told, Sangsarer Paar Hoiya, Bhaktir Sagare, Je Dubibe Se Bhaju Mitai Chabe. If anybody wants to leave this mundane attachment and wants to victory, to defeat to Maya, if anybody wants the Krishna prayer and Krishna bhakti, he must will worship Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And only Nityananda Prabhu can give this. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra susitala yejaya jagata duraya. Narottam Das Thakur, he was a good servitor of Lokanath Goswami, his guru. And he was also king's son. Jubaraj, king's son, prince, he was prince, Narottam Thakur, and he left everything, and he told, by the Nityananda Prabhu's blessing, it was possible to let everything of this bandit attachment. Also Raghunath Das Goswami, young age, and married young girl, and he had much property. His father was like a king. But he wants to go unto lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and wants to leave everything. But he cannot do that. But one day Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati come near to Raghunath Das Goswami's father's house, and that time Raghunath Das Goswami heard the Nityananda Prabhu come in Panihati, and he gone to Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And after looking him from far, Nityananda Prabhu blessed him and said, "Yes, you come to me and I shall arrange your sansar chuti." Maharaj, what is English? Sansar chuti? You must leave your mundane everything. I shall arrange for that, but you first feed us with some food, give some food us. And if we satisfy, then I shall give my blessings to you. Then Raghunath Das Goswami arranged many things, flat rice and milk, condensed milk, and kachagulla sandesh, dahi, curds, cheese, everything, and kola, the ripe banana, etc. And Raghunath Das Goswami was rich. Then he arranged 1,000 followers of Nityananda Prabhu, and for everybody he arranged much prasadam in Panihati. And Nityananda Prabhu, he very satisfied and blessed to Raghunath Das Goswami, "I am giving my blessings, your sansar, mundane life, gone." And after that Raghunath Das Goswami met with Mahaprabhu. Before cannot. Met with Mahaprabhu and cannot leave his sansar. But after that, the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, he have done it. Also Kaviraj Goswami wrote it. The Nityananda Prabhu, one night he come to me and gave dream. Before that, my brother done some offense to Nityananda Prabhu. And I told my brother, "You have done much wrong. I do not want to stay in this family of where you are staying." Like that, some. He have not much faith to Nityananda Prabhu, but he have faith to Mahaprabhu. But Kaviraj Goswami said, "You have faith Mahaprabhu, but not faith to Nityananda Prabhu. Then you are very offensive man, and I do not want to stay with you." That night he got dream. Nityananda Prabhu come and told to Krishna Das, "Are Hare Krishna Das, Nakuri Hoy, Vrindavan Yahoda Sarva Siddhi Hoy." "Krishna Das, don't be fearful. I am giving permission, you go to Vrindavan. There is Rupa and Sanatan, Jiva Goswami, everybody of Mahaprabhu's followers there. You go and join with them, and you will got the service, exclusive service to Radha Krishna in Vrindavan." He get blessings, and in the morning come and he ran to Vrindavan with the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami commented in his book that Nityananda Prabhu's kripa, blessings, given me everything. I come in Vrindavan, I have got the service. I have got the service to Rupa, Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath, everybody. And everything happened by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And in our Guru Maharaj's life also, Nityananda Prabhu's influence, we can see. Otherwise, we not will got the blessings of Guru Maharaj. English is not good, but I cannot explain in English, but I am trying to tell. Before Guru Maharaj is not taking disciples. When Guru Maharaj come out from Gauriamath, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Gauriamath, they are quarreling very much, two parties for the property. Then Guru Maharaj tried to cooperate with them, but they are very much quarreling, fighting, etc., etc. Then Guru Maharaj come out from Gauriamath That is, Guru Maharaj was very good friend of head of the mission of Gauri Math. And that is, Guru Maharaj have much respect for Kunja Babu, who was the secretary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then he come out, but he do not want to take disciples. And Guru Maharaj, in the time of Saraswati Thakur, preached so much in India. Bombay, Delhi, Madras, Kurukshetra, Chatgaon, Bangladesh, everywhere, Dhaka, Maimonsingh, Bagura, everywhere Guru Maharaj gone and preached very successfully. And Guru Maharaj think my preaching life not necessary to maintain. I want to stay alone. And with Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavat, I spend my last life. And hiddenly he come out with one book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one Srimad Bhagavat. And he was in Navadvip, in the Ganges, bank of Ganges, there, one house, he took one room there, 2 rupees per month rent. And hiddenly he is staying there, and all the godbrothers of Guru Maharaj searching, where is Sridhar Maharaj, where is Sridhar Maharaj? We need the association of Sridhar Maharaj, and he will be head of us. And Keshav Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Padmad Maharaj, many of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's big acharya, they come out from Gauri Math. Lastly come out Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj come out last. But they are searching, where is Sridhar Maharaj? We need association of Sridhar Maharaj. And he will be head of us, and we shall start again another Gauri Math. This was their desire. But they, 1 year they search, 1 or 2 years they search to Guru Maharaj, but cannot see. And they are very hopeless. This way, one day somebody seen Guru Maharaj taking bath in Ganges. Guru Maharaj every day taking bath in Ganges, doing Tulasi Seva and Giridhari. Here is Giridhari. He is offering to Giridhari Shila and taking once in a day. And whole day reading, some writing, spending and chanting and spending his day by day program. Then they have seen Guru Maharaj in that house, that room, and they told to Keshav Maharaj, Narahari Prabhu, everybody, and they all come to see Guru Maharaj, and forcefully they want to take Guru Maharaj from that room. But Guru Maharaj said, yes, but until you not starting, I shall stay here one house, that house, Magherbari, that's called Magherbari, that house now demolished by the people. I want to buy that house, but not successful. Anyhow, staying Guru Maharaj that time, and Keshav Maharaj, he said, Jajavar Maharaj, Manu Maharaj, everybody said to Guru Maharaj, yeah, we want to start another institution for preaching, and you must be head there. Then Guru Maharaj said, no, I shall not take disciples. Two cause, Guru Maharaj is not enthusiastic taking disciples first, and second, Vasudev Prabhu, who is the head of the mission of Gauri Math, he was Guru Maharaj's very close friend. He fell down, but he was Vaishnava and close friend of Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj told them, if I take disciples, they will think I am enthusiastic taking disciples. That is, I come out from Gauri Math. And I do not want to preach again. I wants to spend my last life with practicing Krishna consciousness, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavat, and asking something. This is enough for my last life. But when they heavily told to Guru Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj told to Keshav Maharaj, if you want to take sannyas, I shall give you sannyas. and you preach, no problem. Then Keshav Maharaj very enthusiastically took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Narsingh Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Gosai Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj took sannyas that time. And Guru Maharaj gave the charge to Jajavar Maharaj. And Jajavar Maharaj will do disciples. And everybody will help him. This way, Samananda Gaudiya Math in Midnapur had from the Lakshmi Maharaj. Jajavar Maharaj taking the disciples and everybody preaching very enthusiastically, and Guru Maharaj's advisor, as an advisor, he is staying with all. Then here Devananda Gaudiya Math, Guru Maharaj gave the sannyas to Keshav Maharaj and all charge given to Keshav Maharaj and said, you take disciples and you preach from this mat, this is your own mat. And Keshav Maharaj preaching from Devananda Gaudiya Math, Jajavar Maharaj preaching from Bandapur Math, and Madhav Maharaj that time not took sannyas, he was high brahmachari, but Narsingh Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj and he stayed with Keshav Maharaj. But everybody doing disciple, taking disciple, and Guru Maharaj gave Gosai Maharaj. Gosai Maharaj only man who took disciple in the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as a Ritti. Only man who took disciple in the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Ritti, and no other Ritti in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time. That is, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur not gone to London, and in London somebody wants to take Diksha, and empowered by Saraswati Thakur, Gosai Maharaj, Yavi Bhakti Sananda Gosai, he giving Harinam. That Gosai Maharaj also took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj told to Gosai Maharaj, you are not in Calcutta, and you try again preaching for our Guru Maharaj. And everybody went preaching all over India. Then Guru Maharaj come alone in Chaitanya Saraswati this month. And that time also he is not taking disciples. Then Guru Maharaj staying here one thatched house, a small thatched house. They are Giridhari. And every day he is cleaning and maintaining this garden of Giridhari, worshipping. Two brahmacharis was with Guru Maharaj, his god brother, not disciple. And Guru Maharaj time to time going to Katwa, to other auspicious birthplace of the parts of Vaishnava of Mahaprabhu. Then one day Guru Maharaj got to Ekachakra gram, village Ekachakra, where appeared Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Ekachakra, in Birbhum district. Nityananda Prabhu's appearance place. Birchandrapur, that village's name. And Guru Maharaj went there. Nityananda Prabhu, for Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Guru Maharaj said it. I went for taking mercy of Nityananda Prabhu to Ekachakra village. And he fell down the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And he got sound inspiration from Nityananda Prabhu. You have so much property. You have so much wealth, not property, practically wealth, inside of your heart. You do not want to give that to others. Why you come to take mercy from me? Nityananda Prabhu told to Guru Maharaj, you have much wealth, you are not giving to others. And you want wealth, mercy, blessings from me? Not good. Then Guru Maharaj surprised, and Guru Maharaj thinks, yes, I have some wealth, no doubt. I have got from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You do disciple. Then order of Nityananda Prabhu, he come back. But very cautious, not taking everybody as a disciple. Guru Maharaj thinks, I shall take few. That is the death of my guru. If I take disciple, then death of my guru is paid. Then Guru Maharaj very cautiously took few, 2-3 disciples. And he is living in Chaitanya Saraswata Math. He took the name Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Math. And one big bamboo he put it. There one flag. And wrote the slokas. Srimad Chaitanya Saraswata Matha Varaud Gita Kirtir Jaya Sringh. You have seen in Prapanna Jivanamrita last page. Glorification of this mat. Somebody joking to Guru Maharaj. You wrote this sloka, very big mat and glorified mat, but you have only one bamboo stick in the and thatched house. But you wrote a very glorified mat sloka, that type of sloka. And Guru Maharaj said, you will see in future what will be here. Then, after the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, Guru Maharaj was very happy with few, 3-4, and sometimes going to preach to Jajal Maharaj's mot, to Madhav Maharaj's mot, to Goswami Maharaj's mot, not going out. Only his god brothers, they are inviting Guru Maharaj, and he's going there. And many people coming for taking initiation, and he is sending all to Goswami Maharaj, Jayar Maharaj, Keshav Maharaj, like that. He is not taking disciples. The Nityananda, by the order of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu's inspiration, Guru Maharaj took disciples, very few. And after that, Guru Maharaj gradually so merciful to us, everybody. And that is, we have got initiation from Guru Maharaj. All over the world now chanting the name of Guru Maharaj. But that also coming by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. Otherwise, who will not got that? Even Swami Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru, Swami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, come to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj. And he was close friend, god brother, and very close, Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj stayed Swami Maharaj's house 10 years, maybe 8 years, 10 years. And that time I was there in church, in Calcutta Mount. That is my relationship also Swami Maharaj, like son, father. Guru Maharaj not staying always, but I am staying there. And I am and Horichand Guru. And he also. 1 year junior here in this mot, but he is staying there mot. When I am staying, not staying, he is staying there. And Guru Maharaj gave order to learn Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Swami Maharaj to me. And Swami Maharaj also was very enthusiastic. That time I have seen that got it. When I joined in this mot, 1947 I joined. And that time first I went to Puri with Guru Maharaj, and come back to Midnapur, and from there to Calcutta. And from there to Vrindavan, 1947. At that time, from that time, we was there in Swami Maharaj's house. And I did also Sanskrit, etc. in Calcutta, Vrindavan, Navadvip. But in Calcutta Mot, we stayed with Srila Swami Maharaj. And lastly, Swami Maharaj gone very poor position, cannot maintain his family life with money. He was very broad-hearted man. What money coming, he is spending all like that. That is, much money coming, but all spending, how to maintain his family. Then Swami Maharaj's sister, Pishima, you know the Pishima, said to Swami Maharaj, you take sannyas, you go out from your family. And Swami Maharaj said, yes, I can take sannyas, but who will maintain my family? Well, what you are maintaining? Not necessary. We shall see if you go. And Swami Maharaj come to Guru Maharaj and ask sannyas. And Guru Maharaj said, your family like my family. If I give sannyas, they will, everybody chastise me. Then you don't take no sannyas. You wait 6 months. You see what happening in your family, then you take sannyas. Then nobody will chastise me. Swami Maharaj was very straight. He said, no, if I not take sannyas now, I cannot take. Then I leave sannyas. Then Guru Maharaj said, I cannot keep sannyas to you. But you want the mantra from me. I gave mantra to Kesava Maharaj, you go to Kesava Maharaj. And take sannyas from there, nobody will chastise me. Then Swami Maharaj went to Kesava Maharaj and took sannyas from there, and after that his preaching program he started. He tried very much hardly to preach, especially all over the world preaching. His brain always working for what world preaching, how to preach in this world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered to Swami Maharaj, Alai Babu, that time he was Alai Babu, we are calling Alai Babu. And Saraswati Thakur said to Swami Maharaj, you must preach the English world, English speaking world. And it is in his mind, and he is always trying, he published Back to Godhead that time. Maybe not much, maybe 500 copies or 100,000 copies. And I am going with Back to Godhead door to door. I am also collecting that time only. I am only collector in Calcutta. There is no books with me, only Prapanna Jivanamritam books. Guru Maharaj is one book and other two books. Tattva Vivek Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book and Sri Chaitanya's Vaishishta. That book, 1, 2, 3 books. And Back to Godhead, Swami Maharaj's magazine. I am going out for distributing and collecting the books. That time 25 paise was value of Back to Godhead. But when money coming to Swami Maharaj using for preaching. That is, he cannot maintain properly his family. This was the difficulty. Before, Swami Maharaj was very rich man. But when he was poor, that time also he is going in first class, not third class. And I chastise Swami Maharaj, why you are going first class? There is 8 times more than third class. The fare, train fare, 8 times double, 8 times. Then why are you going to first class? I cannot go to third class. But Guru Maharaj is always going in third class. He is not going to first class. Once I have seen Guru Maharaj going in second, inter class. From Calcutta to Vrindavan, when I am going to Vrindavan with Guru Maharaj, that time myself and other 4 or 5 brahmacharis, myself and Guru Maharaj in inter class. As a servant, I have got one ticket, and Guru Maharaj is in inter class, and all the brahmacharis in third class. But the whole life, Guru Maharaj is always going in third class. And Swami Maharaj is always going in first class, minimum second class. I have not had any. This was the nature. Guru Maharaj like Goswami's nature. And Swami Maharaj's nature was like Prabhupada, broad. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, very broad, using the money random. But Guru Maharaj was very cautious, that is my type also little cautious, always. But Guru Maharaj spending money, so much spending for the preaching, not for him. But Swami Maharaj said, if I go in first class, they are first class people going in first class. And I can meet with them and I can preach them. the first class people, and Srila Maharaj will preach third class people. This was the idea. Big acharya, they have many nature.
Joking.
Huh?
Joking.
Yeah. Srila Maharaj, higher Srila Maharaj will preach in third class. There is third class people going. And I am going in first class, there is first class people going. Like that. Anyhow, they both was very close friends. And Swami Maharaj told in his lecture there, "You are very intimate." We was very intimate. Anyhow, after that Guru Maharaj was very merciful to us, that is, all the Western devotees, he accepted as a disciple. He do not want to. Here is something contact with Guru Maharaj and myself. And Guru Maharaj do not want to take disciple of Swami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said, he was my friend. If I, ISKCON is my child, ISKCON's people like my child. Then if I take disciple, they will be disturbed. But when Sudhir Goswami and others, first from Charu Swami, Sudhir Goswami, Sadhu Bhavan, etc., they requested to Guru Maharaj. Many come to Guru Maharaj and said, if you will not accept us, we shall go our different life. Go back to our house, but we shall not go back to ISKCON. Then Guru Maharaj, I told Guru Maharaj, if you not accept, they will go back to their house and Kodmi life. That is not good, Maharaj. What preach Swami Maharaj in this world? Krishna consciousness. If left the Krishna consciousness, they will go back to Kodmi life. That is also very bad for our preaching. And you must accept them. Guru Maharaj has not given anybody diksha. Who got diksha from Swami Maharaj? Guru Maharaj gave him, recognized him. Yes, you are disciple of Swami Maharaj. And you are satisfied with Swami Maharaj. That is enough for you. But more anything he wants to know from me, I shall learn. I shall keep teaching. I shall teach him. And Swami Maharaj told to Guru Maharaj, I am bringing the raw materials from the West. You rectify them. That is, I have right to rectify sometimes. But they all Vaishnava who got mantram from Swami Maharaj. This way, Guru Maharaj have much affection with the ISKCON's devotee. They have many times done many things wrong against Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj is always so much merciful. When lastly the governing body commission, GBC, lastly come to Guru Maharaj for apologizing. And six acharya came here. And Guru Maharaj gave everybody embrace to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj crying, you are my child. You are Swami Maharaj's child, my child. I cannot take your offenses. Don't mind. And Guru Maharaj gives him embrace. Especially Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Guru Maharaj like Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Why? Tamal Krishna Maharaj was like naughty boy of Swami Maharaj. Naughty and brave. He is tongue-fitty in Bengali. And he is tongue-fitty, I shall send him to China. And I have seen many photos, the Lord proof. I have seen many photos of preaching in China from Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He saw me. Then that Nityananda Prabhu's today is appearance day. By the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, we may got everything. But without blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot got anything of Krishna consciousness. This told Vrindavan Das Thakur, this conception told by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rup, Sanatan, everybody told it. And lastly,
we can see in song of Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur said, Janitai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala jechayai jagata judai hanonitai vine bhai Radha Krishna paite nai dridhokori dharanitai pai. Se sambandha nahi jar vritha janma galata. Who have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, his life is spoiled. Sei Pashu, he is a beast, like a beast, Bara Durachari, he has no auspiciousness, nothing auspiciousness. And Nitayer Koruna Habe Braja Radha Krishna Pabe Dharo Nitayer Charana Dukhani. If you take shelter into the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, you will got the service to the Mahaprabhu, and Radha Krishna service in Vrindavan, and therefore you must take the shelter unto lotus feet to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's tattva is Guru tattva. Nityananda Prabhu, in a form of Guru, he appears in front of the devotee, front of disciples. Disciples always looking his Guru, many forms. But the main form is Nityananda Prabhu's form. And also Guru Maharaj said to Swami Maharaj, he is Satyavesh Avatar. Who is Satyavesh Avatar? He is Nityananda Prabhu Satyavesh Avatar. And everybody looking his Guru as Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu, he is giving shelter, then we getting that. If Nityananda not permit, giving permit and visa, passport and visa, if Nityananda Prabhu not will give visa to Gaudadham and Vrindavandham, we cannot enter there. Nitaye Koruna Habe Braja Radha Krishna Pabe Dharo Nitaye Charana Dukhaniya. Therefore, you all take shelter unto the lotus feet of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. And Nitaye Charana Satya Tahar Sevakarita. Nityananda Prabhu is the eternal personality and supreme personality of devotion. And also the followers of Nityananda Prabhu, they are also like that. Nitai pada shalakaro ash nartama varo dukhi, Nitai vare kano shukhi, rakodana charane paha. Narottam Thakur, he wrote many songs of Radha Krishna Lila, especially Sri Rupa Manjari pada Rupa Goswami's glorification. We never seen before like that. But he telling all the blessings by Nityananda Prabhu, I have got, and you take shelter into lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And Vrindavan Das Thakur glorified Nityananda so much in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sometimes Nityananda's glorification crossing over the glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he mentioned that in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is, you can think it is too much, but it is not too much. If you can understand Nityananda Prabhu, you must will say like that. If somebody will give me some very valuable thing, jewel, you must praise him, and you must sold yourself to him. Then we must try to take shelter under the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Here some mahima, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami said, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram, Jahan Kripa Te Painu Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Kripa Maya Jaha Hite Painu Roop Sanatana Asraya, যাহাইতে পাইনু রঘুনাথ মহাশয়, যাহাইতে পাইনু শ্রী স্বরূপাশ্রয়, সনাতন কৃপায় পাইনু ভক্তির সিদ্ধান্ত, শ্রীরূপ কৃপায় পাইনু ভক্তি রসপ্রান্ত, জয় জয় নিত্যানন্দ চরণারবিন্দ, যাহা হইতে পাইনু শ্রী রাধা গোবিন্দ। এভরিথিং বাই দি ব্লেসিংস অব নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু পসিবল টু গেট। অ্যান্ড গুরু মহারাজ গোট ওয়ান শ্লোক, আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট ইজ দি সুপার অফ অল শ্লোকস। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ প্রেম নামা পরম শুভময়া কপ্প চিন্ত পদার্থ জনগন্ধা সজ্জনৌ ঘা নিগম বহুমত মুখ্যমত্যা ক্ষিপন্তি। কৃষ্ণ প্রেম নো বডি ক্যান গিভ ইফ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু নট গিভ। অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ দি ভেরি হ্যাপি লাইফ, ইটার্নাল ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল লাইফ দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ভক্তি। অ্যান্ড উই আর গেটিং দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ভক্তি ফ্রম নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু। অ্যান্ড নট অনলি হি ইজ গিভিং দি মাধুর্য লীলা of Radha Krishna, he is also distributor of Audarya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Krishna Pradantam, Sri Nityananda Chandra Bhaja Bhaja Satatam, Gaura Krishna Pradantam. Then you, everybody must worship the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu and you will got everything. কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, গৌর প্রেম, রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা, ভজন, এভরিথিং ইন বৃন্দাবন ধাম, ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল লাইফ অ্যান্ড ক্লোজ সেবা। মানে ওটা কি কি সেবা? ইন্টিমেট সার্ভিস টু লর্ড মহাপ্রভু অ্যাজ ওয়েল অ্যাজ শ্রী রাধা গোবিন্দ। দিস ইজ দি গ্লোরিফিকেশন ইন নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু। মানে নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু টেকিং ফ্রম দি সো মানে ডাউন স্টেয়ার টু টেকিং আপ স্টেয়ার লাইক হরিনাম সংকীর্তন। গুরু মহারাজ সেজ যে হরিনাম, হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র ক্যান টেক আস ফ্রম ভেরি ডাউন টু গোলোক বৃন্দাবন হায়েস্ট প্লেস। অ্যান্ড উই আর লুকিং দি mercy of Nityananda Prabhu like that. Anybody, he had no qualification, have bad qualification. But if he will take the shelter Nityananda Prabhu, he is distributing his mercy fully and taking him as a flower, rectifying him and putting unto the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. This is the Nityananda Prabhu speciality. Many of followers in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they are not, do not want to break the rules and regulations of Vedic culture, but Nityananda Prabhu do not care. Nityananda Prabhu always merciful, and he is telling Jay, in front of a light darkness cannot stay. If you take the name of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if you worship the Gaura Mahaprabhu, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam, Jajan Gauranga Bhaja Shai Amatram, this is the mantra of Nityananda Prabhu. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam, Jajan Gauranga Bhaja Shai Amatram. Who will worship the Mahaprabhu and who will take the name of Gauranga? He is my heart, he is my life. This way Nityananda Prabhu preaching about Mahaprabhu's conception and Mahaprabhu's. In Navadvip Dham, first when Nityananda Prabhu came, Mahaprabhu that time manifested himself as Mahaprabhu. And Srinivas, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, everybody, they are hearing from Mahaprabhu very hiddenly and worshipping Mahaprabhu hiddenly.
But when Nityananda Prabhu comes in Navadvip, then everything exposed by him. Nityananda Prabhu before not seen Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu not seen before Nityananda Prabhu. But when Nityananda Prabhu come in Navadvip for searching Mahaprabhu, he went to Vrindavan, and like a Krishna Bhakta, he is searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And his mood like Baladev, and he is always running in the mood of Baladev, and he is Baladev, the incarnation of Baladev. English may be wrong, incarnation and manifestation, I do not know what is the difference with that English. But that time he asking, and the transcendental, what is it? The Dibbo Leela Sangigan, the transcendental associates of Krishna, they told to Nityananda Prabhu, oh, Krishna gone to Navadvipa and appeared there, you go to Navadvipa. And Nityananda Prabhu come for searching Krishna. Where appeared? You have seen Krishna appear here, where is Krishna? He is asking like that, like a madman. Krishna appear here, and where is that Krishna you have seen? He is asking to everybody, like a madman. But Nandana Acharya, looking him, immediately recognize he is Baladev. This mood he comes in form of Nityananda. And he took him in his house. And Nityananda said, don't say to others, I am in your house. But that night Mahaprabhu said, that morning, Mahaprabhu said to his devotee, yesterday I have seen very miracles. One chariot come in my door and asking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Nimai Pandit? Then you see, where is that man? And I have seen in his chariot there is flag, a palm tree flag. Paladhajaratak, Sanghari Sar. Palm tree, his flag, Baladeva's flag, like a palm tree. This tree, like this tree. Then all the devotee searching everywhere, where is that sannyasi who come and searching Mahaprabhu? But nobody can trace, and they come back to Mahaprabhu and ask and told Mahaprabhu, oh Mahaprabhu, we have not seen that type of man, but you told. And Mahaprabhu said, you cannot understand Nityananda. Nityananda is very hidden treasure. Then you come with me and I shall show you. Then Mahaprabhu gone to Nandana Acharya Bhavan, and Mahaprabhu entered into the Nandana Acharya's house, and Nityananda Prabhu, looking Mahaprabhu, he is like senseless. Man, he looking the Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu gone and take the talent, and both are fainted there. Then, after some times, chanting, the devotee chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, after some times, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu both talked some hidden talk, and then both come in Sachimata's house. And everybody knows the Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, what the real form of Nityananda Prabhu.
This was after Mahaprabhu come back from Gaya?
Yes, yes. This was after come back from Gaya. Mahaprabhu manifests himself as a devotee of Krishna. And also in his associates, followers, he shown, he is Krishna.
and 7 days bhav that time in Shiva's temple. Sat prahari abhav, 7 prahari. By 2 days. Ekush ghanta, 21 hours. And he called that time everybody. Where is his devotee? Where is this? But Nityananda Prabhu joined and started preaching about Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And both are Senapati like. Senapati in English? General. Military general, Senapati, that is called. Both are Senapati, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And everywhere going front, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Kaji Dalan, Kaji Uddha, Rescue, Kaji Jagai Madhai. This is first work of Nityananda Prabhu, preaching work. And after that, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, that time also before knows only 5 persons. And especially Nityananda knows that. And Nityananda Prabhu gone with Mahaprabhu to Katwa, taking sannyas. And with Mahaprabhu, 3 days Nityananda Prabhu round in Radhesh. And Nityananda Prabhu took Mahaprabhu to Advaita Bhavan. And Nityananda Prabhu like Sarathi. Sarathi, who is pilot. Pilot of Mahaprabhu's chariot. And general of Mahaprabhu's sampradaya. And when Mahaprabhu going Puri with few devotees, they are also leader Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu, in out form, he is Madhavendra Puri's disciple, Swayam. But everybody, Madhavendra Puri's disciple, Ishwar Puri, and his disciple Govinda, everybody servicing Mahaprabhu. That is the very auspicious, fortunate example. Then Nityananda Prabhu gone to Remuna, and then Madhavendra Puri's story, Mahaprabhu with others, other devotees. And from there to Sakhi Gopal and to Puri, and Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda of Mahaprabhu. And that time said Nityananda Prabhu, I am keeping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in my heart, and he will carry you. It is not good. Then he broke the danda, 3 pieces, and he threw in the river. And Mahaprabhu shown little anger and tell, only my property is danda. And that also he broke. I do not want to go with you to looking Jagannath. You go first or I shall go first, myself go first. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, yes, you go. Then Mahaprabhu gone to Jagannath temple and fainted to looking Jagannath. And Nityananda Prabhu with other devotees, he went there. And heart, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Mahaprabhu's
his
house, and everybody gone there. Then, after taking that day's utsav, other day Nityananda Prabhu gone to looking Jagannath. But before it happened, Mahaprabhu, he wants to see Jagannath and wants to do embracement. Then Jagannath is servant. They are thinking this sannyasi also will go to embrace Jagannath, and they took Nityananda Prabhu's hand. 4 persons, 2 persons right, 2 persons left hand. Nityananda Prabhu threw. And there was Dvaita. Dvaita means bodybuilder and servitor of Jagannath.
And they surprised, how much strength in this body. The Nityananda Guru do not know his throne. Then lastly, Mahaprabhu ordered to Nityananda Guru, Jay, you go and preach in Radhesh. I am preaching here, and you go and preach in Radhesh.
Gauradesh.
Gauradesh.
I heard one paper Guru Maharaj explained that. He said, Mahaprabhu come back from South India.
Yes.
Then he went to here, Kuladvi. And then he went to see Rupa Sanatan. And then he said that Advaitacharya, he went to Mahaprabhu and he said, the Bengalis are the worst kind of people, and what you are doing for them. But then Mahaprabhu called Nityananda Prabhu and said, worst kind of people are all in Bengal. They are addicted to logic and argument and unnecessary things like this. Like that.
Then?
Guru Maharaj say then, Mahaprabhu said this to Nityananda, that who will take care of the Bengalis?
Yes.
And then you go.
Yes, it is true. Mane, everywhere you can give some reason and they will take if they are defeated. But Bengal is nature, they are defeated but not will take. That kind of natural persons, only Nityananda Prabhu can manage. And also, I think it is come in my mind this morning, maybe I heard from Guru Maharaj before, otherwise why come? Two cause, the fallen soul in Gauradesh, like near to light, darkness. Light, candle, near to candle, under the candle, some darkness. Like that. Mahaprabhu exalted candle light, and near Mahaprabhu's dark place, some darkness was there. And that, nobody can remove that. They are protected by light and stick. And Nityananda Prabhu can protect. And Nityananda can remove that darkness. Only Nityananda Prabhu can do it. That is, Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu, your nature is very random to preach about Krishna consciousness. Then you try to distribute that in Gauradesh. And Rupa Sanatan them sent in Vrindavan, they discovered the Krishna Leela Sthan, place of Krishna's pastimes and shastras, making the shastras, everything. Gave the charge Rupa Sanatan in northern India. But the other thing is that this day come in my mind, Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev and Mahaprabhu's bhav is Radharani's bhav. Mahaprabhu's mood is Radharani's mood. And Nityananda Prabhu, his mood like Baladev mood. And true rasa is little different to rasa. If together they will preach, that will be general preaching. And Mahaprabhu wants to, Mahaprabhu ashadan kutte chai.
Mahaprabhu wants to taste.
Mahaprabhu, taste, it is very sufficient, but we can say the taste. Taste is not sufficient. Mahaprabhu's whole life, sheta nigire, তার ভেতর থেকে জিনিসটা বেরোচ্ছে তো আরে ওটা নট অনলি ফর টেস্ট
test, we are testing the sutras, but not like that. Krishna Prem, Mahaprabhu, in mood of Radharani, he wants to sukh, ecstasy. What kind of ecstasy Radharani getting to serve the Krishna, Mahaprabhu wants to know that. Krishna getting much happiness from Radharani, Radharani's service, but looking that Radharani getting 1,000 times more. When she is looking, Krishna is very happy with my service. But Radharani 1,000 times more happy. But Krishna enjoying her service, but what ecstasy getting Radharani, that Krishna cannot enjoy. That is Krishna come in form of Radharani to know that ecstatical enjoyment, what coming into the heart of Radharani. That is Mahaprabhu form. And there, Baladev little separate from that mood. Nityananda Prabhu, he also servicing Radharani, but other form. That is Ananga Manjari calling, or some like that. Manjari form, Nityananda Prabhu servicing in Radharani's group to Krishna. But here, Nityananda Prabhu always like Gopa Balak, his mood in Gaura Leela.
Like
cowherd boy and always keeping his mood like that, sometimes going other way, but generally he is keeping mood of Baladeva. And that is little Madhura Ras is little hiding from that Ardha Vatsalya Evam Sakkha Ras. And Mahaprabhu's two cause for appearance in this mandate. First cause is he wants to distribute Krishna prem all over the world, and Nityananda Prabhu come for that, and random they distribute it. And other cause is he wants to test that type of ecstasy. What getting enjoyment Radharani. And there Nityananda Prabhu's presence little will disturb the mood of Radharani. That is Mahaprabhu sent far from his association. And Bajyokaran, out looking world, he sent Nityananda Prabhu, you preach there in Gaura Desh. Nityananda Prabhu with Madhavendra Puri all over India to finish with Madhavendra Puri. Then he knows all over the Indian auspicious places, Tirthasthan. And he is experienced, but not took Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu not took Nityananda Prabhu for Dakshindesh preaching. Going to Vrindavan not took Nityananda Prabhu. The only this is the cause, I think.
Maharaj, maybe this why some separate moods in Guru Maharaj also. Because of absorption and...
Yes. Then, if we want to enter the Leela, pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if we want to get Sri, enter into the Radha Krishna Leela in Vrindavan Dham, then we must take shelter into the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu.
Otherwise, no way. Narottam Das Thakur said it. And many examples in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can see in the scriptures. Who little ignored Nityananda Prabhu, he not got blessings of Mahaprabhu. And if Nityananda Prabhu blissful, then Mahaprabhu must really give his mercy. This way we can see Kala Krishna Das and others. Very big, big group was that time. But so much big group in Nityananda Prabhu's group. Mahaprabhu's group was very big, but bigger than Mahaprabhu's group was Nityananda Prabhu's group. And this way, they're preaching all over India. Mahaprabhu got many hired, Nityananda Prabhu got many hired. Especially Nityananda Prabhu preaching Mahaprabhu's conception. And Mahaprabhu preaching like a Jugavatar, but testing like Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the ecstasy of prema sampad of Radharani. Today is appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu, but a very fortunate day for the jiva souls. One day was Nisinga Chaturdashi. That day one man not took anything in the night, or whole day or night, quarreling with some prostitute. One man, one Brahmin, was bad nature, and he is always living with one prostitute house. But quarreling with prostitute, they come out and stayed in a under tree whole day and night, not took anything, and he got the result of upavas, fasting day of Nisinga Chaturdashi. You heard it. I cannot explain in English, but you heard it, I think. But then, it is happened by the blessings of Nisinga Deva, and he is poor Lal Maharaj. Then, who will worship the Nityananda Prabhu's day, what he will got? And that type of merciful Lord we have not seen before. And who will worship Nityananda Prabhu this day, he will got everything of transcendental world sampad.
Wealth. So Maharaj, really it happened in our faith in the same way, like a Brahmin, as a Brahmin, found the great result of the blessing of the Vishnu Deva. Will that happen in the same way in our faith today?
Not necessary to tell the faith of that Brahmin. Brahmin have no consciousness.
So can we expect that it will happen much more than him in our faith?
Yes, yes. Not necessary faith, question of faith.
No, faith.
But who is that Brahmin done without faith?
No, faith is hard.
Faith. More than that may be possible. It is very difficult to result out of our practice. Very difficult. Maybe one very fallen soul getting more and more wealth. And one qualified man not getting anything. It is depending. Nayamatma Prabhachanina Lampu no Megayava Bhunasvitena Jameva Ishabrinute Tena Lampa. This is Upanishad, Veda, in Veda. Jameva Ishabrinute Tena Lampu Tasha Isha Atma Vibrunute Tanushamo.
Far the mercy we can see, we cannot tell from here. But we can say only the examples. This is the example, this is the example, this is the example, we can say. But where Krishna's mercy, Mahaprabhu's mercy will show his glory, we cannot say from here. Nitayam Karuna Habe Bhurje Radha Krishna Babi. It is very high thinking. He will got by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. Cannot believe anybody. But Nottam Thakur said, I was very clear. If you can satisfy Nityananda Prabhu, kono jinish tomar oprapto thakbe na. Or English ki habe, it's a mahamaski. You never can tell who is the person who got the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu or not. But you can see the result. You cannot tell, but when you look there, the result, you can see that.
In the Krishna Leela, the Pandavas, they got special mercy. But from Baladev, his mercy also going towards Duryodhana.
No mercy is there. But that is some attachment with Duryodhana. Some attachment with Duryodhana. Mane, somebody like wine and somebody like madhu. Madhu in English ki?
Honey.
Somebody like honey, somebody like wine. Wine coming from honey. Yeah, but somebody like that. And somebody like the honey. The Mahaprabhu's nature like honey. And Nityananda Prabhu's nature like wine. This is not correct in English, but you can see the bhav, light. Something light you can got from that. Nityananda Prabhu's nature always intoxicated nature. With Gaura Nam, distribute the Gaura Prem. He always intoxicated. But when Mahaprabhu distributed the Krishna Nam, he also intoxicatedly distributing, but not like Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's nature random going. And Mahaprabhu going systematically sometimes. That is the different with Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is very angry Nityananda Prabhu. They are also merciful. Like Jagai Madhav.
In Bengal, maybe many places they know Nityananda Prabhu more than Mahaprabhu.
Yes. And here also, today, not today, before few days, maybe Ekadashi, Dadashi, Tridashi, 3 days in Navadvip, before we have seen every temple of Navadvip, evening some song of Krishna Leela happening in every temple. But now, not maybe. I have not gone 30 years to the town evening time. Hare Krishna.